This is EAA Radio. I'm Kevin Whalen. We're talking with John Bond, Red One, and Josh Reese, the Mechanical Engineering Supervisor for the Royal Air Force Red Arrows. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. It's great to be at Oshkosh.
Yeah, also very good to be here. Biggest air show in the world.
Excellent. We'll go ahead and get started. Can you give me an overview of the team, both from the pilot side as well as from the engineering side? We'll start with John with the pilot side.
Absolutely. There's 11 pilots on the team, 7 in the demonstration, but we've got 11 aeroplanes with us this weekend. It's a three-year tour for most of the pilots, so 7 in the demo. We then have some additional pilots that aid the transits, and also when we do the big fly pass, as you see over Buckingham Palace in the UK, where we have 9 aeroplanes, they'll fill in for that. So 11 pilots in the red suits on the team.
And how about the engineering standpoint, Josh?
Yeah, so we have a lot more people in the blue suits. So we have about 120 people here, including the pilots ourselves. But for the engineers, there's about 90 people. They are made up of mechanicals, avionics, and weapons trade, as well as other ground-based teams, such as ops and admin, to make sure that this tour runs as smoothly as possible.
So what sort of challenges have you encountered so far on the tour from the engineering side?
Bring in 11 Hawks, thousands of miles across the sea. The aeroplane's 54 years old, 55 years old, and it's really starting to show it. It needs a lot of love and care. It's like an old classic sports car. The pilots will take it around, absolutely throw it around the sky, and we love it when it gets back on the ground, ready to go again.
And the pilots, have you encountered any challenges?
Yeah, there's always challenges when you try and take, as Josh has said, these aging aeroplanes. But the aeroplanes are fantastic in the role that they do. And, you know, it's a testament to British engineering that these are still flying today after, you know, 50-odd years of service. So there's always challenges. Weather, for example, is probably the biggest one. When we're over here, we get lots of different weather over here, some dissimilar to what we get in the UK. We had wildfire smoke last week in Ypsilanti. So all those little challenges that you get kind of this time of year, thunderstorms, all kind of feed into the big operation. But a big team effort to get us here today and then safely on our way home on Sunday.
So there's been a lot of people on board, then a lot of planning that goes into this. I'm sure the planning starts long before the air show is even announced. What kind of goes into it before, from the idea conception to the announcement?
It does indeed. So first of all, we've got to get the jets across here. So for that, we need a lot of support aircraft. We need transport aeroplanes, search and rescue aeroplanes to help us on our way to across the transatlantic. So it's a real team effort from the Royal Air Force. We had the Envoy, the P-8, the A400, all from the Royal Air Force help us to get over here. But yeah, the planning for, you know, Oshkosh and other shows that we've done, the big fly pass that we've done down the Hudson on the 4th of July, that planning started at the beginning of the year. And it's great to see the fruits of our labour kind of come to fruition over the last 5 weeks we've been here.
What about the planning on the logistics side?
Well, it takes a lot. So obviously, for 11 aeroplanes, we need spares. So we bring a massive container full of spares. Sometimes we don't pack everything that we need, so we'll have to get it sent out from the UK, which we have to do a couple of times. But there's thousands of people probably been working on this to get the Red Arrows here to Oshkosh for you this weekend.
Does the team have a support aircraft flying with them in addition to the Hawks?
We have the Circus who will fly with us. So they're engineers who fly with us in the back of the Hawks. So they're on the road support for us. So when we land at stopovers where our main engineering team are not available or heading to our last stop, they will fly in the back seat of the T1 with us. So we've got engineering support as soon as we land. And then the main team, kind of the 80, 90 engineers, as Josh has already alluded to, will meet us at our end game. So getting over from Ypsilanti at the weekend, we took Circus with us to Gary. We had a fly past in Chicago to perform, whilst the main engineering team was here at Oshkosh ready to meet us on arrival.
And John, you talked a little bit about some of the challenges you encountered that are specific to here versus what you encountered in the UK. What are the differences flying an air show? Are there any differences flying an air show here in the United States versus over in the United Kingdom or over in Europe?
There are a few. I mean, the overarching theme is safety, and that's is both prevalent in the UK and here. And we've been really well hosted, welcomed by all the air shows, and some really professional shows that we've been to. The aerobatic box is slightly different over here to what we have in the UK. So we've had to adapt our show ever so slightly to fit in with the FAA regulations, but it's been perfectly doable, and the crowd have really appreciated some of the modifications we've made in order to fit in with the regulations here, and it's been very simple for us to adapt.
Speaking with John Bond, who is also known as Red One, as well as Josh Rees, who is the mechanical engineering supervisor for the Royal Air Force Red Arrows. Josh, what kind of goes into becoming part of the team from an engineering standpoint?
So basically, it's very different to how the pilots get selected. So from the trades, there's a very good chance if you come straight from Cosford from training, you could be on the team. So, again, we also do 5 years on the team because of how technical the Air Hawk is. We just need that a little bit longer just to gain that value experience. So when new people come through, we can make sure that the experience is still kept. Everybody knows how the Hawk operates and that we don't fall into issues because we are excellent. We need to put 7 aircraft in the sky for you, the public, every time. We don't accept anything other.
What is the average experience of one of the engineers on the team?
So the average experience is probably about 6 to 7 years. So everybody's joining from different squadrons. So we have engineers from Tornado, F-35, Eurofighter Typhoon, as well as the big aeroplanes. So there's a lot of different varied experiences and time on this team.
I also heard, which I found quite interesting, that the team will redesign their maneuver profiles each season, and you as Red One are designing those profiles, correct?
Absolutely. We change the show every year. We've got a back catalogue of maneuvers that have been done since the team's formation in the 1960s with the NAT. And we like to make it fresh every year. We get 2 new pilots, and the routine is different. Clearly, we've got a lot of factors to build into how I design that team in terms of team composition, training time available, and other factors, operational factors, weather, airspace, availability to train. But we spend more time training than we do displaying, and that's for us to be able to create a new innovative display for each year.
Do you have about a ratio of how much training to performance time there is?
Yeah, it's about 6 months of training and then 6 months of displaying. But during the training season, which kind of runs November to May, we fly 3 times a day, 5 days a week. But once we get into the season, we actually fly a little bit less. So we're only kind of flying 3-4 times a week, the display. But we fall back on the muscle memory that's been learned from those 6 months of intense training so that we're allowed a little bit more respite in the summer when we're having to perform in front of really big crowds. So it's all a bit of a balance, but we actually fly more in the winter than we do during the actual display season itself.
So, but there's no challenge keeping proficiency then. There's certainly plenty of flying for that.
Absolutely. We have a certain currency. So many shows to meet in a time frame in order to maintain currency. So we go well over that. But as I said, the muscle memory has all been learned, and the skill set's been learned, the airmanship's been learned during that 6 month winter training period to allow us to accept slightly reduced flying during the summer season.
And what about proficiency on the engineering side? Obviously, the aircraft are kept in excellent working order. Mechanical issues do happen. Does the team from the engineering side face any challenges in terms of keeping their skills sharp? Do they train? How does the engineering team keep proficient?
So it's a lot of experience, basically. So we basically, most of the jobs we do are quite repetitive. So we don't kind of lose that type of hand skills. But we use training days mostly to sharpen skills on like hand skills and stuff like that. We also have ORS like the pilots have. So every 6 months we have to do a flight servicing just so that we're competent and the management's competent that when we send that airplane off, the pilots have full faith in us that it's serviceable and ready to go.
John, do you have a favorite maneuver that you fly?
I think for me, the end of the show maneuver in our full show, when the weather allows, Cascade. We haven't flown that since the 1990s. It's new for this year, and I'm hoping the crowd will enjoy it as we perform a loop, and then at the bottom of the loop, we fan out over the crowd to end the show.
How about a maneuver that you would like to bring back?
Oh, good question. Well, I leave at the end of this year, so my successor will probably have lots of ideas. There's certain manoeuvres that they flew in the kind of 80s, 90s, which we can't do anymore due to the regulations, but it's always nice looking back over videos of those and seeing what's been done previously.
Did you think when you were growing up that you would end up on the Royal Air Force Red Arrows demonstration team?
No, absolutely not. I remember watching them as a kid with my father at air shows and just being in awe of what they achieved. And I've been very fortunate to fall into this position in my career in the Royal Air Force.
How about you, Josh? Did you think you would ever end up in this position as an engineer for the Royal Air Force Red Arrows?
Absolutely did. So I actually grew up around the Red Arrows. My dad was a corporal on the Royal Air Force aerobatic team. So I spent the first 10 years of my life watching the team grow. And I did say to my dad back then, I'll be on the team as an engineer. And I am. So I made sure it happened.
And last question, if there's one thing you would like from the crowd and airshow attendees to take away from your display, what do you hope it to be?
Enjoy the grace.
And John?
I just, you know, give them a bit of cheer. You know, we love to hear all the cheers from Crowd Centre. And we really like the appreciation of the red, white and blue as well, which is our trademark over here in the US.
John Bond, Red One, and Josh Reese, the Mechanical Engineering Supervisor for the Royal Air Force Red Arrows. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. This is EAA Radio. I'm Kevin Whalen.